Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. It's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Really appreciate that. We are bringing in a special ghost in for the C Block.
Ooh.
Yep. It is the ghost of Eric Chiafalo, ladies and gentlemen. Eric, welcome to the show, and thank you for hopping in with us today.
Hello. Thank you. Yes, I could not be the goat after what happened yesterday.
Okay.
So that was definitely a mistake by you right now.
So my father-in-law, he was driving up from the hill country and listening to you guys all the way up.
Oh no, I'm so
much
sorry.
He loves it. And as he was, when he got to the house, he goes, "Hey, who's the guy on the pregame show?" And I went, "Broadus." It was just, you know, Broadus is the first person I think of.
That's the guy.
Yeah, it is. He's Super Bowl champ. And he said, no, the other guy, Eric. And I said, "Oh, Chiafalo." And he was like, I could never get his last name right, but Eric Chiafalo. He goes, he had a funny moment. Hmm. And I said, well, Eric's a funny guy. And he goes, no, not
not funny, ha-ha.
Not like intentionally funny. No. And then he tried to explain it all. And I said, I have to go find this audio. Yeah. Well, the morning show got a hold of it before I did, Eric. And do you want to explain a little more beforehand of what was going through your mind?
I don't want to crank up the excuse machine. You know, I mean, it was week one and I didn't come to play. Let's just be honest about that. Okay. And this is not the C block. This is the Eat S block is what this is, because that's what I did yesterday.
All right.
So I just need to take it. But shout out to Peyton Russell, who gave me one hell of an intro this morning when he teed up the audio. Wow.
Yes, he did.
Eviscerating me.
Yeah, he went after you.
We might play that one on the air.
Okay.
Maybe I have to punch back. I don't know.
I like this. I like punching back amongst shows. Here is Eric Chiafalo interviewing Erin Andrews, and she's talking about the package she did for the pregame show.
It's Erin Andrews, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew, happy game day to you. I guess
right
besides
there.
Right there.
You called Erin Andrews Andrew. Andrews.
Right, not even Andrews. Neither one would have made sense. And the funny part about that is I didn't even know in the moment that I made that mistake. At this point, I think I'm getting this plane off the ground beautifully. We are soaring into the heavens and welcoming Aaron Andrews appropriately on the program.
All right.
Andrew, happy game day to you. I guess besides CD there on that cut, we can now include Dak, right?
We actually thought Dak was going to sign that contract the day after our interview. We did it, I think, on a Tuesday, and we thought that's when it was going to happen. But regardless for him and his sweet little family, so glad it got done, and happy for Cowboys fans, too.
Yes, absolutely. So is that something we can expect today on the Fox pregame show, your sit-down with Dak?
Well, it already happened. The Fox pregame show, yeah.
Okay.
It happened at noon.
Okay, fair enough. I was thinking.
Hold on, pause it. Hold on.
Okay.
It's tough to scramble at that point.
Pause it. It's tougher to scramble when the person you're trying to get flips you off along the way. Because not only did she say it already happened, she goes, it happened back at noon. Yeah. And so she like really felt like she was like, I'm going to also twist the knife.
Yeah. I was like, oh, no. Now I'm disrespecting her work to some extent.
And
you know
can't
what I mean?
Just be quiet at that moment and be like, notes, what do I do? You got to say something.
And so I was just like, okay. Just absolutely leaking confidence all over the studio floor. All right.
Well, it already happened. The Fox pregame show, yeah.
Okay.
It happened at noon.
Okay, fair enough. I was thinking before the Cowboys kick off, but that's my apologies.
No worries. So you weren't watching, but that's okay.
Obviously.
Andrew.
Well, thanks a lot, Andrew. Thanks for jumping on with us, pal. Yes.
Glad you connected those dots, Andrew.
So now,
oh my God, this is already horrible.
You've talked with Aaron Andrews before, right? Is that the first time?
This was, I believe, this was the second time for me.
Okay. All right. First time, did you kind of get past the, it's Aaron Andrews?
Obviously not. Okay. Corey, I mean, look at you connecting dots over here like Andrew.
You kind of wish it was the first time and this interview would have been over really quickly.
Yeah, she would have just been
like, sorry, we'll do better next time.
Yes. Well, and then you listen to Broadus too. Like he's not, you can hear him like sniffling laughter. He's not there to help me. That's for sure. He's not having his teammates back in this moment. You know, I mean, you can multitask with the best of them, but I'm here doing radio, watching television. I can't do the same things. We're not all as talented as Aaron Andrews. So, what's the vibe around this football team right now?
The vibe is just excited. It's week one. Everybody's undefeated, right? Everybody's talking about Super Bowls except for the Kansas City Chiefs. That was from their pregame show. I don't know if you got a chance to watch that as well, but I don't know if you watch pregame shows.
Well, Aaron, you're the best in the business. We appreciate the time as always. This commercial break, we're going to go listen to that pregame Dak interview. Sorry about that, Aaron. You're the best, though. We appreciate it. Aaron Andrews, ladies and gentlemen. Holy smokes, could that have gone worse to start?
I do love Broadus going, this is your bed. You made it. Let's see how you figure it out. That's a good teammate right there. I actually like that because he's taking the spotlight and shining it on. And he's saying, let's see how funny this thing can actually get.
I'm sorry, buddy.
I think this is positive for you, though. I think this is a positive thing.
She'll remember you now.
Because it's only up from here.
If we see her at the Super Bowl in New Orleans, and I don't know, is Fox doing that? Yeah, Fox is doing that.
Oh, they are doing that.
When we see her at the Super Bowl in New Orleans, you can walk up at the media party. I'll be sober this time. And you can say, hey, I'm the guy that couldn't get anything right in that Cowboys pregame to open the season.
Or you could wear a shirt that says, sorry, Aaron, I don't watch pregame shows.
Yes!
And then she'd be like, I remember you.
Yes!
Sorry, Andrew, I don't watch pregame
shows. Yeah, exactly.
Then y'all have a sit down with her on Radio Row because she remembers you.
It's my own Tosh.0 web redemption at the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
That's exactly what is in store. That would be great. You guys are painting a nice picture right now. I appreciate that. Yeah. I was miserable yesterday.
Sorry.
That happened in the second segment of the show.
Yeah.
So now it's like,
oh man, you got to recover.
Yeah, exactly. You're the corner who has to have a short-term memory after you just got burnt toast. Yeah. You got three more quarters to play, bro.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It was a tough deal. I feel really, really bad about it. And then I started to lash out, you know.
Mm-hmm. And did you double down on your double down on all of it? No, her name actually is Andrew.
Yeah, it was Andrew. Yeah, she was Andrew the rest of the show.
Yeah, I was talking with Andrew earlier about not watching her work. Yeah. She seemed displeased.
Now, Now, that was an awkward moment, and if you don't mind sticking around for this, this is some audio I heard from Michael Kay and John Flaherty during the Yes broadcast of the Yankees and Cubs, and this was as awkward as it gets when it comes to on-air discussions.
So I was driving here. I was thinking it'd be great to get a place that's close. You can walk back and forth. I know you mentioned Don Zimmer living out in the apartments out in center field. But I just had a lot of time to think on the team bus today because it was just very quiet.
So you'd rather me be chatty. I wasn't feeling great.
I haven't seen you in a long time, right? You don't work road trips anymore when I'm on the road. So I thought we would catch up, but it quickly was evident that you weren't in the mood. So I gathered my thoughts about how it would be nice to live close to Wrigley, walk back and forth to the park.
Interesting narrative that you're putting together. Because I've been told by executives that you prefer to work with Rucco. That's why you two guys are matched up all the time.
It's got real.
I mean, that's just what I heard. I don't know if there's any truth to it.
I just put it together that the road trips you don't want to go on, that I end up working with Ryan Rucco because we're willing to work the games on the road.
Ground ball to short.
Oh, my God. All right. Hold up. Pause it real quick, Corey. Pause it. I'm sorry. Just real quick. And we can step back just a couple of seconds. That is something that oddly makes me feel more uncomfortable when there's a break in the argument to do the regular part of your job. And you're like, oh, round ball right there. Now back to why I'm upset about
Nick Cassiano's
you.
Yeah,
exactly, exactly.
You had to do the job. You had to get that out
Oh my gosh.
So the idea is they were on the bus heading over to the stadium together, and one of them wouldn't talk to the other because he just doesn't want to be changed. He didn't feel good, I guess. And then it turns out the executives have told him some stuff behind his back, and now they don't even want to work together. Here's more of this audio.
I mean, that's just what I heard. I don't know if there's any truth to it.
I just put it together that the road trips you don't want to go on, that I end up working with Ryan Rucco because we're willing to work the games on the road.
Ground ball to short, Swanson. Listen, John, I don't pick out my schedule. I go where I'm told.
Somebody say something!
I'll be very chatty tomorrow.
No, I just want to make sure that you're okay. I was a little worried about you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
The tension whenever there's two hosts or whatever on a show.
That was the most pregnant pause of all time.
And this Soto's coming. Soto's at the plate, and nobody's saying a word because these two have feuded. It spilled over to on air. The listeners are just sitting there going, what is happening right now? This is great.
Very personal.
The very passive aggressive, I just want to make sure you're okay. Yeah. Right there. And then just nothing, man.
I did love his recovery after the guy punched back with, I know the secrets from the top here that you like working with the other guy more than me. And he's like, well, he actually likes to come on this just because he likes to come on the road. You don't want to come on the road.
Yeah, you don't work road games, and that's on
you.
Holy
moly,
how'd you get so lucky that you don't have to work the road games, but here we are busting our ass while we're on the road?
I'll be very chatty tomorrow.
Very catty tomorrow. Is that what he said? My God.
This is all on air, man. Yes. This is an off-air conversation that you need to have.
That is incredible.
Yeah. I just, the two pieces of awkward audio, I had that one planned. I couldn't have planned the Eric Schiaffalo audio, though. That one, I was like, well, I'll just throw these two together and we can have some fun awkward audio.
Does it make you feel any better if I think for sure the Yankees one is more cringe-inducing than yours?
Yes, absolutely. That does make me feel a lot better. Yeah. I would actually have to agree.
Yeah, for sure.
Those two might never recover from this. We just gave you a plan that you can recover from. Like, right. You're going to be fine.
It's going to be redemption time at the Super Bowl. And who knows? She'll probably stiff arm me at that point as well. But I'm going to go into it with more positive vibes than that.
While you're here, we're going to wrap this thing up. This is a note that I saw in the Cowboys notes that I wanted to bring up. And it's about another Eric Kendricks. How'd you think everything went with him? You guys have him on the Players Show.
Yes.
Has he already delivered on the Players Show?
He's already delivered. It started in training camp with you guys, and he has carried that on into the G-Bag Nation. Thursdays at 5:20 during the Expressway, we'll be getting the lowdown from EK And, yeah, I'm excited. Generally speaking, you guys know the old adage, like, if you have two Erics, you really have zero.
Okay.
But we proved after that first interview, like, that's not the case.
Do you think you should play that Aaron Andrews audio for him to get his breakdown of how it all went so terribly wrong? Hey, Andrew, how's it popping?
I actually kind of like that idea. Like, grade just how bad this is. Where could I have gone better? Because I think Kendricks wants to be a broadcaster guy.
Oh, it makes sense.
Like, this is the hazards of the job. Just be careful what you sign up for, bro.
It could blow up in your face very easily. Kendricks had two sacks, and that's tied for the second most in his career in one game. The last time he had two-plus sacks was 2016 at Green Bay while playing for Mike Zimmer against Mike McCarthy. I just thought that was a really cool little note that both of those guys were there, and he had one of his best games to open the Cowboys season and introduce him to all the Cowboys fans.
He was fantastic. Overshown was fantastic. The instincts on both those guys are amazing. The athleticism on Overshown is ridiculous. Kendricks, you don't think of as like a fast player, but with how smart he is, he's just everywhere all the time. And you're like, okay, this is wonderful. It just feels like while everything's healthy right now, it's a match made in heaven in the front seven. And Zimmer's just like, okay, who do I want to make a play next? Because I got something for everybody here. And it all starts with Micah's dominance, and the trickle effect of that is just through the roof.
Yeah, the vision on Kendricks really showed for me on the interception, because that's a play that we're not used to seeing from Micah, him putting his hands up. Usually Micah's like, I'm getting the sack. Mm-hmm. But he was like, I'm too far away. This is the only other play. Get my hands up. But Kendricks is right there. You know, the ball goes up in the air. His vision on that was great. Thank you very much, Giafalo, for hopping in with us today. I know you guys got 5 hours of radio you got to get to.
Yes, sir.
Good luck to you on that today. We'll talk with you in Crosstalk.
Man. Love you guys. I'll see you guys in Crosstalk. How about that?
Love you too, buddy.
I'm looking forward to it, Andrew. See you later. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's go around the NFC East. Do it next on your home of the Cowboys and the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Third and 11, Cleveland. Watson back to throw. Parsons is chasing him out. And down he goes. Lawrence got there first. And Lawrence has had a phenomenal game.
Agreed. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to go around the NFC East in just a second, but I have a variety of notes for you. Matt Eberflus told reporters that Rome Odunze is going to get an MRI on his knee. So concerns there. We'll see how it plays out.
And it looked like in that game for a minute that Keenan Allen was hurt.
Yes.
He was in the end zone, just missed on a play. And I was like, oh, no. But he got back out on the field.
And then something to watch for tonight, the Jets and the 49ers, much anticipated Monday Night Football game. Since 2014, in Aaron Rodgers' last 10 Monday starts, he has 23 touchdowns versus 3 interceptions with a 10-0 record.
Wow.
So if he stays healthy and plays the game, history says that he should have quite the dominant performance. We'll see if it plays out like
that. But nobody will be able to see it if they have DirecTV. Is that right?
I have other avenues to watch the game. But
oh, yeah.
Yes.
Dark web stuff, huh?
No, not the dark web. I honestly...
You know where we can get some kidneys, Kevin?
I don't even really know what the dark web is or how to access it. I hear about it, but if somebody is like, get onto the dark web, I'd be like, I don't know.
I think what you do is you type in website.com/dark, and then it goes to the dark web. I think that's how it works.
I don't know if that's factually accurate, but I don't know that it's not. So here we go. All right. You ready to go around the NFC East?
Yeah.
Always choose your own adventure. Would you like the Commanders, the Giants, the Eagles, or the Cowboys?
I'm gonna start off with the worst team in the division this time, Kevin, and go with the Giants.
The Giants are so bad. This is where you guys say, how bad are they?
How bad are they?
They're so bad, they made Sam Darnold look like Johnny Unitas out there. Sam Darnold started the game 12 of 12 against the Giants. That is the most consecutive completions to start a game in his NFL career. It was also the first time Sam Darnold started and won a game for his team in 2 years.
And he finished the game 19 of 24. Okay, they were bad. And the question is, do you get a good understanding of whether or not your team's good if you play an opponent that bad? And
yeah, that's fair.
I don't know if Sam Darnold is the answer there, but they had a very easy, clean game because the Giants don't have talent on their team.
Well, and since he signed his deal, we'll dive back into this tomorrow as well. Daniel Jones has more pick sixes than he does touchdown passes.
Wow.
So I guess technically those are all touchdown passes, just not all for his team.
Here's the other thing too, Kevin. He, Brian Daboll, I called Dabes for a little bit.
Yeah.
But we the deal was if they lose, no more Dabes. If they win, we can call him Dabes. He's tied himself to Daniel Jones, and he's tied to Daniel Jones.
Yeah,
like he said, there was never a moment of thinking about taking him out of the game. And here you are, like your job is on the line because you got handed a crap quarterback, and you've never been able to replace him since then. And then y'all re-signed him. Now, I don't know how much he had to do with, hey, yeah, let's go ahead and re-sign this guy. But, man, you have a bad situation. This is probably going to be it for you. Now, down the road, does that help you if you get another job and you have another quarterback that's struggling and you're like, look, I'm here with you, and will he trust you? Maybe that'll help because you planted that seed already, but it's going to cost him this job with the Giants.
Now, let's stick with the Giants because there are so many reasons things are going poorly for them. So once again, going with the Giants, they had 87 yards of offense in the first half, which is actually more than the Cleveland Browns. We'll get back around to that in a second. But Daniel Jones threw two interceptions, including a pick six, and came up empty-handed on two second-half trips to the red zone. Let's talk about that pick six. The awesomely named Andrew Van Ginkle returned that pick six in 1.16 seconds. That's the fastest interception since week 13 of last year, when Andrew Van Ginkle also did it, this time against Sam Howell.
Yeah, that dude can fly, for one. He's one of those guys that he's like a perennial backup edge rusher kind of guy, linebacker. And he was on the Miami Dolphins last year, and I got to see him do that thing. I think his nickname was Gink, and I was like, that's weird. That is a weird nickname, but I guess that is his last name. But he's an interesting character. Fast dude, though, man. Fast dude.
He really is. All right, do you want to move?
And locks of hair that just, you know, fly behind him as he's running.
Do you want to move to the Commanders, the Eagles, or the Cowboys?
Let's go to the Commanders now.
The Commanders, they lost.
They weren't great.
No, they weren't great. Now, Jaden Daniels scored his first touchdown. He had a rushing touchdown, so huzzah to them. And what do you think to this philosophy from Jaden Daniels? Quote, once that ball is snapped, all that pressure and anxiety goes away and you're playing football. It's the same game I've been playing since I was a kid. Even though the stakes are higher, I still revert back to the time where I was 7 years old playing against my friends.
Okay, I like that. Is that what you were asking?
Yeah.
If I like that?
Yeah. I also want to know if that's an indication of what he thought about some of the talent level.
Oh, they're 7 year olds out in the field.
I wasn't sure. Just asking, asking the question.
17 yards, two catches for Terry McLaurin. That's his number one guy.
Yeah.
He's going to have to connect with them more often. I know Eckler and Robinson had days, you know, for what it's worth. But more importantly for Washington, as good as Dan Quinn was at getting the defense turned around here, they have good players in the middle. Bobby Wagner's talented, Payne, Allen, good players. But their secondary is still Swiss cheese, man. You're going to throw on them all day. And that's why Baker Mayfield, did he have four touchdowns yesterday against them? Baker Mayfield looked very, very composed back there doing his thing. So until Dan Quinn fixes that secondary, that team's just going to get, they're going to be chasing from behind all the time.
It's time to move to the Eagles or the Cowboys. Who do you pick?
Let's go Eagles then. We'll get the Cowboys last.
Oh my gosh. All right. Is this concerning? The Eagles had an interception at their own 5-yard line, a fumble at their own 20, an interception in the end zone. So three big turnovers, and they still scored 34 points and won the game.
Wow. That's impressive.
It is. Like, sure.
And terrifying at the same time.
Is that scary?
Yeah. They're a good team. Does Hurts now lead the league in interceptions? Is that how it is? Does he have the most interceptions of all?
Other people had two interceptions as well.
Okay, all right.
I think.
So as of Friday night, he led the league in interceptions then. Was it Cameron Magruder tweeted that out? I thought it was really funny. They are a good team. Their offense is going to be dynamic and explosive. Their defense is going to hold up too. But they're not unbeatable in this division too. And like, they are similar to the Cowboys in that way, where they're not bulletproof. So they're going to have those moments, and Jalen Hurts is going to have moments where he looks like the best quarterback to throw a football. He's going to have moments where it looks like, what is he even doing out there?
What did you think about the performance of Zach Bown, the linebacker, Bon, if you're fancy? He had 15 tackles, two sacks, a couple of quarterback hits, and his takedown of Malik Willis won the game. I was going to say, is this sustainable? Like,
every game
not.
From here on, he should be that good.
But he was a third-round pick in 2020. Could he be the Eagles, I guess, breakout player, for lack of a better term?
Absolutely, he could be. Yeah. Gross. And, you know, what do you mean gross?
I don't want the Eagles to have breakout players.
But even they would still name a breakout player. Even if they just had one guy, they'd be like, yeah, that's our breakout
player. Panthers going to have a breakout player this year?
They're going to name one.
Okay.
They're going to have to. They're going to be like, yeah, he had a great season. Even though it's subpar to everybody else across the league, it's subpar, but great for us because that's how bad we are.
All right. You ready for the Cowboys?
Sure. Let's get Cowboys.
All right. Let's do the Cowboys. The Browns only had 54 yards of offense in the first half. That's the fewest they've had in a game since 2016.
Wow.
And they only had one first down in the first half. That's the lowest for the Browns in a first half since 2005.
Okay.
So that's a hell of a start. Dallas has also won back-to-back season openers for the first time since 2012 and 2013. And perhaps even more impressive, this is the first time in, I believe, 15 years or so, the Cowboys have won their opening game against a team that wasn't the Giants.
Oh, really?
They love to play the Giants in the season opener.
They do.
And they really dominate them. But against other teams, not so much.
I like, dude, good job today on those numbers right there.
Now, your guy, Eric Kendricks.
Yes.
You talked about it. Interception and two sacks. Do you know how many times that's been done in franchise history?
Twice.
By Tommy Haynes.
Of course.
In 1987. I probably wouldn't have guessed that. And Jim Jeffcoat in 1985.
Jim Jeffcoat one time told Kevin that he screwed everything up and he needs to mind his own business. But also told us that
is pretty much a true story.
Also told us that he read our newspaper every day.
So yes.
That was another thing that he was like, I read all your stuff. But y'all need to stop.
So in their Cowboys debut, he's only the third player to accomplish that, which I think is pretty darn cool. Also, the Cowboys started three rookies on Sunday, Guyton, Beebe, and Kalen Carson. The third time since the NFL merger, the Cowboys have done that. It happened in 2020 with Trevon Diggs, CeeDee Lamb and Terrence Steele, and 2002 with Roy Williams, Andre Girard, and Antonio Bryant.
Oh, man, what a trio that was.
Indeed. You probably say, feels safe to say, advantage 2020 rookie class.
We'll see.
Over that 02 class.
We'll have to finish the season first, Kevin. We don't know what's going to happen.
We'll find out.
What if things get bad, you know? I'm not saying they will. What if things aren't going right?
We got a lot of money invested in at least two of those people. Kevontae Turpin, we played the punt return earlier. 60-yard punt return for a touchdown. That was the first touchdown return of his career and the longest punt return of his career. It was also the Cowboys' first punt return for a touchdown in 7 years. The last person to do it?
Ryan Switzer.
That is correct. Against the Washington, had a different name then. November 30th of 2017.
That's what you're going to call them?
They had a different name then. That name is offensive.
Okay.
So, actually, they had two different names since then, I guess.
Because they were just the football team.
That's right.
At one point. Yeah.
And then before. So, it's been two different team names.
And a lot of people just called them that garbage team in D.C. for a while.
That's fair.
So.
But if it's been two different team name changes since you had a punt return touchdown, that's a long time.
Yeah, glad we could do it.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Hopefully now you're all caught up on the NFC East. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Do it next right here on the Fan.
Watson second and 7 at the Dallas 23. Back and looking. Throw, it's a tipped interception. The ball went through. No, it's on the ground. Is it intercepted?
No, he got it.
Yeah.
He got it.
That one is going to be picked off by Trevon Diggs after it went through the hands of the aforementioned Elijah Moore.
Oh.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. It is time for our chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Awesome, Haggy. How are you?
I am doing outstanding. Hopefully, we got you guys an appropriate amount of information from Stephen Jones, who said it is probably not particularly a sprained MCL as much as it is closer to a bone bruise. He's week to week, could theoretically play against the Saints. And then Dak Prescott also has a no-trade clause in his contract and a no-franchise clause in his contract. And despite getting those deals done, they have no intentions on negotiating with Micah Parsons right now.
Yeah, it was glorious.
There's our news dump.
That's a hell of a dump you guys just laid on us right there.
It was an epic 20 minutes with the Richard Sherman on the front end of that.
Yes. Yeah. Really wish he would have been on time, but you know, what can you do? What can you do about all of that? Now, how are you guys feeling? Because you know how it goes after a Cowboys game. Even if they win, even if they beat a team that feels like a quality opponent, you get the, yeah, but you know it'll happen and blah, 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 blah. How good are you guys at shutting out that nonsense of, that's great, it's week one, and they just dominate a team that's supposed to be good?
Yeah, I think the
block out the noise, right?
Walter? No doubt, the post game show I think has conditioned us pretty well for this right now. Yeah. I mean, that's and I get it. I mean, I broke it down with you last night, Brian. It's like, hey, it's tough to win in the National Football League. I get the understanding of this regular season really doesn't mean much. It's all about what do they do in the playoffs. But they still have to win to put themselves into the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I'm not just going to minimize any regular season victory, but I totally understand the perception of this is great. We've seen this before, but really it's not going to matter until January rolls around, and then what do you do then?
How good am I at blocking out the nonsense?
Yes.
Hagee? I am the nonsense.
Oh, my gosh. I like it.
That's good.
That's going to be the best tease we get for the show
that
all day.
Great.
I was curious y'all's take on two players in particular, because we've talked about a whole bunch today, but Terrence Steele and Mazi Smith, because so much focus on the rookies on the offensive line. What did you think about those two players in particular in this game?
Terrence Steele was your best offensive lineman in this game. When I know the grades say that BB was the pass block and stuff. The run stuff's got to come. Guyton's going to figure out how to pass block. He was in survival mode yesterday in the way that he was blocking. I really do like what I saw from Steele. Mazi Smith, the opportunities he got very early in the game, played square, played with some power, played with some effort, kind of went along in some of the second and third series he got in, though he got a little tied up with some blocks and stuff, but he wasn't a negative player on your defense. They did a really nice job of rotating all three or four of those defensive tackles, giving it a bunch of different looks. So if they continue to play that way with Mazi, he's got a chance to be a plus player for you.
That's good news, man, because just watching the game and watching Mazi, it felt like, hey, he's not a huge liability out
there. He did
not
get, it was not the point. When Mozzie's bad, he gets lazy, he gets knocked off the ball, he gets turned. All those things were not a factor in his game yesterday. They, as a front, they played really, really well.
How much did you want to see, even though they put somebody back there and they got a penalty, how much did you want to see Brandon Aubrey get a shot
so
from
bad.
71 yards?
I think he'd have made it. I think it made it from 71, but we were, Brian and I mean, look, Brian was very nervous. I think you've learned your lesson now.
Yeah.
Just let Aubrey kick the football, even from 57. He's like, man, if you miss it, they're getting the football at the 50. Should we really be doing that? But yeah, when he drilled it from 66, I don't know why the hell Mike McCarthy doesn't call a timeout.
Timeout,
there.
Yes.
Well, that's definitely something to ask about.
Yeah, I got caught in it, and maybe he'll explain it today, but I asked what happened. Cleveland ran a player on the field late. And they didn't reset when they stopped the play to allow the substitution. They didn't reset the clock. But you got to be aware of, like, that's what they were screaming about on the sideline.
They were
hot
on the sideline about
it. Yeah, they're like, wait a minute. There was a substitution there. You have to restart the clock. So Cleet Blakeman and the crew, they're not getting that done for you. But that was the issue that they ran into. Yeah, sure, they could have called the timeout there and, you know, maybe talked about it, but anyway, they thought they were going to get a reset because of the substitution.
Now, we talked a lot of Cowboys, and I realize Patriots and Bengals is a very noteworthy result from the weekend.
Especially for our show, because we have two survivor picks this week that went with the Bengals.
And it wiped out Yahoo. I wanted to get y'all's take,
and
to
the betting world too.
About probably, yes, that is true, about the Bills and Cardinals, because for most of the day, it looked like that was going to be a result that would go maybe not as drastic as Bengals, but still pretty surprising.
Yeah, I think the Cardinals are a frisky bunch. We saw them last year and what they're able to do. They're even better now, obviously, with some of the talent they've added and then having Kyler back. And you're almost surprised once again at just how tiny Kyler is, but he can be legit. I was surprised that Marvin Harrison Jr. couldn't get much more in the way of a look. But James Conner, dude, that guy was bell cowing it.
Yeah, he was.
He was a fantasy beast. And their defense, you know, made some plays as well. You had the kickoff return, which was exciting. So, but Buffalo finding a way to still win, like despite all of it, Buffalo and Josh Allen's like, no, we're still going to figure out a way.
Yeah, probably like a little bit of overplay there with the Bills this offseason with all the turnover. Like, you've still got the head coach, you've still got the quarterback, and they've just done a substantial amount of winning together. And I like Keon Coleman a lot. I think he's going to end up being a good player. So I don't think that they lost. The defense was the question, but that's McDermott's calling card. Like last year, they dealt with so many injuries, defense was still solid. Bills are probably still going to end up being in the playoffs, if not winning that division. But it'll be interesting. Like, what happens with Arizona? And does Marvin Harrison Jr. end up getting frustrated at some point? Because he was running wide open a few times.
Yeah, he was. Like, I thought the game winner. Yeah. Should have been the game winner.
Kyler's just not looking his way. So I saw some people that were tweeting, like, Marvin Harrison Jr. not ready for the NFL. Nah, that's not the case. Like, if you watch the game, then you're seeing he's open and the quarterback's just missing him.
I think Neighbors is going to be more pissed off about his situation than that other guy.
But he had to be pissed when he got drafted. Like, he knew that was going to be rough.
Dude, poor Daniel Jones just can't get away from it either.
What, just because he has more pick sixes than touchdowns since he signed his contract?
Wow.
And wins.
Wait, that's a real stat right there?
That's a real stat.
Daniel Jones has more pick sixes than he does touchdowns to his own teammates?
Wow. Yeah.
Or wins. That is... Wow. But that's the all the hate that comes Daniel Jones' way needs to go to the Giants front office.
Because
no one in their right mind would have paid Daniel Jones that money. Even then, it's not like a hindsight thing. It's not like Deshaun Watson, all of a sudden it's like, what happened? We don't even know what we're looking at here. Which, by the way, was still jarring. Knowing going into the game how bad Deshaun's been, what an awful quarterback.
Were you guys, what's your take on the Dak contract? It was interesting that we did get Steven to kind of, hey, having $40 million sitting there on the other side, if we let him go, that played a factor in it. I thought that was an interesting admission that we don't always get. What'd you guys think of the Dak deal now that it's done?
I mean, I felt like it was predictable. I don't feel like any player wants to leave the Cowboys if he gets anywhere near competitive money. Huh. And the Cowboys, you know, just had to do, you know, what was fair at the time. I think, you know, despite what the haters say, Dak Prescott's one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. And fantastic leader, you know, put up all the numbers. I hope the front office can be as good at their job as Dak is at his. You know, that's what we need right now for a light bulb to come on. And as they clear this salary cap over the next two seasons and set themselves up for 2026, Dak should still be in his prime. Might even be learning and be a slightly better version of himself then. But you did this deal. Now go ahead and give him the tools, an actual running game and good defense. When he arrives in the postseason for the first time in his career at the same time, would be nice.
Yeah, find a way to build on that first half because the second half wasn't very good offensively for him. So, yeah, you've got the things that you were able to do in the first half. I think there's some things you can clearly say, okay, if we're going to play this way with these running backs, you got to kind of figure out a way to do that. I would love to have seen Zeke end up, I said this in the post, and now after watching the tape this morning, well, I would love to have seen Zeke have 10 carries for 40 yards in the second half. I would love to have seen that. That would have been something a little bit better for me, the tough yards and things like that. I think Mike was trying to survive that second half and just get out of the game. He knew his defense was good enough. But your first half offense had some creativity to it, the way they were running the ball, the way they were trying to run the ball. Second half, they need to work on that.
Now, I know you've already given us a great tease, but anything else we need to know about the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, Haggy, thanks for asking. We will have Stephen Jones joining us there. I'm sorry, not Stephen Jones. Chris Young joining us at 4:20.
I was about to say, he's going to do another interview? That does not feel like
it. He's just with you on Friday, guys. Yeah, Friday, y'all can have
fantastic. Okay, fine. We'll share with you on Friday.
Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here. On 105 through the fan.
Say meat church party ribs, Kevin.
Oh my gosh, meat church party ribs.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.